Hey, I'm FK.
And I'm Joels.
Welcome to I Said What I Said,
the Unsolicited Opinions Podcast.
Hey. Hi, guys. How you doing today? This is episode two, where we'll be speaking on, you know, ruined friendships. But before that, you know, we're just going to have a bit of gisting, a bit of chatter.
Yeah.
Joels, how now? How are you?
I'm fine. I'm so glad you're back in the country with the rest of us.
I'm actually back in the country. And, you know, today I woke up and I thought, this is not my life. This is actually not what I was destined for.
No, actually it is. Sorry, babes.
I'm actually destined for greater things.
Yeah.
I'm part of what is the past that I have to leave behind and press on. I have to press on away from this airspace. So that's it. Yeah.
Okay, so let's just get into it. So the first thing that we're going to be talking about is how I'll use his government name, because I don't care. I don't care too much for his famous persona as at present.
Please tell us.
Mr. What's it? Is it? Are you too sure? Really? Mr. Oga. Easy. Is tired of you bloody Nigerians.
So seen.
Jacking his swago.
Well, sorry. I actually want to bankolize his head. He's very crazy, actually. What? Because they've interviewed him. I don't even know what interview that was. And I don't know if you guys have seen it, but he was on, you know, something about Nigerians are now saying Banku in their songs. And
he was like, what do they know about Shito and Banku and Hey Mami or something like that? And it was really weird. Like, because first of all, you didn't even answer the question, mate.
Right.
They were like, oh, so the guy that was interviewing him, I think it was a BBC One or BBC Radio thing. The guy was like, your meteoric rise, something. Baba just left London and decided to branch quickly into Makoko. Started talking about, it's crazy how he hon. I was like, dude. And I don't think the issue is that maybe, and I actually kind of see his point. Okay. Nigerians are now heavily inspired by a lot of, like, the vibe. He's super laid back. Yeah. I don't know, whatever it is. I mean, I get that, but I mean, okay. Like, that was my main issue was, like, okay.
Just like, okay, so
make
like,
music and be like, going.
Yeah, what are you saying? Will you be the first to have this sound? When Wizkid did Azonto, yeah, he took it from Ghana, but at the end of the day, Ghanaians die to be Nigerian anyway. Any small thing. I mean, I saw people are getting married in Ashoki, and I'm like, okay, fam, how about jacking our own? What are you saying? Like, what are you saying? Why did you come to Lagos then? When he was doing concerts in December, he was telling us his name is Tosin. You are doing Accra to Lagos. No, it's going from Osun to Accra. You are very stupid. Why don't you go from Accra to Cape Coast if you knew that you didn't want Nigerians to take your swag? Listen, bro, I'm actually a big Easy fan. That's the thing. I really like his music.
Same.
I was so excited about his concert in December, even though, I mean, performance quality. Let's just leave that. That performance quality is also on its way from Accra to Lagos. So let's just put that. Let's park that inside. I just think that you just need to not be like.
He sounds bitter.
Do you get ordinary Zagadati and I'm making noise?
He just sounds really weird and really bitter. It's and so very strange. Condescending to Nigerians. Like, ugh, you guys.
I mean, everyone is stealing everybody's sound or whatever. Everyone is trying to blow at the end of the day. If he knew that he didn't want to do Nigerians, why is he promoting music here? Why don't you remain where you came from? Didn't go to uni here. Is he focused?
That's where he went. He went to uni in Ghana. He went to Ghana. Right. Please, before he starts telling us that Nigerian curriculum wants to be like, just leave him. Please don't talk again. Before he says another
thing. I think the funniest response, I said something. I made a joke that Ghana has a population of Ikoyi. And do you know the thing? Before anybody comes, I'm actually half Ghanaian.
That's
so
the funny part.
Just
okay?
Quiet. Charlie, shut up. Okay? This has nothing to do with hating on Ghana. I'm actually Ghanaian. I love them and their past tests, you know. And hey, I love them. Okay?
Piss off.
I love all Ghanaian people. I'm actually from Cape Coast, you get. But the fact of the matter is that somebody said that if he didn't come to Nigeria, how will he take and see the current funds in which his girlfriend is using in his life?
People are rude.
People are bloody rude.
People are rude.
And quite disrespectful.
People are rude. Yeah, but you told him pipe down, mate.
I think that's the end of it. Like, we're enjoying your music, but like, our producer star level said he wants to come against the order of the Niger.
Okay. Yeah, that was.
I think that that's quite serious. I just think you need to bring your shoulders down before we zagger that on your head.
Yeah, and just enjoy collaborating and making music. Like it's cool. Look,
so you went on Mad Over You. What are you going to do? You win some, you actually lose some. Okay? It's actually not a problem. You keep creating your own sound. Everybody, also, if nobody is copying you, then you're actually not doing anything. Have you not seen that? Drake has not come out to be saying, everybody is taking my swag around. Please, Tosin Farabale, okay? Yeah. We love you, but just take a step back and calm down.
What's the next thing? Okay. Yeah, the next thing is very interesting. So you know how we've been talking about all these, you know, not too young to run.
Right.
The youth in power.
Leaders of tomorrow.
Leaders of tomorrow. Well, CLC trouble, OAU students, OAU being Obafemi Awolowo University. Yes, mommy, I'm talking about your great. My mom went to OAU. Your great institution. So, I'll just read this. It says, the Obafemi Awolowo University Students Union Vice President, Jacob Tosin, popularly known as Emerald, and the Director of Socials, Adedayo Afolabi, also known as Lamba. Let me just stop there. Jigrab, once your people are having nicknames like Lamba and Emerald, not much can happen. The positive trajectory is going to happen.
Honestly,
they were engaged in fisticuffs. So I think it was just one fisticuff at an executive meeting that held at the office of the president of the union. Basically, the fight was over money, as usual, 3.8 million naira to be precise. And I don't know if we really want to get into the why or the how. So apparently the Emerald chick said that she was feeling she was attacked, or she was in a meeting, it got a bit rough, and then she felt like she was being ganged up on, and then it devolved into like a physical fight. And she, in trying to defend herself, she opened the fridge and saw a bottle of malt. Which is what she used to attack Mr. Lamba.
Yes.
And so I don't know which part. There's one part we could go through. There's a route we could go down where she spoke about actually like feeling like like she was going to be physically violated and raped, and so she was scared. And then there's another part we could talk about, which is probably the line we're going to go down, which is, why are you guys fighting over money?
Right.
Why are you physically getting into physical altercations? Okay. Over money. And do you know why they're getting into physical altercations over money?
Tell us.
Because they're getting ready to get into the House of
Reps.
That is it.
For me, this is just a trailer.
This
is a preview. Yeah. Up next on Nigeria's political scene, Lamba and Emerald, when they've graduated into the House of Reps and are throwing chairs at each other. You know, because at the end of the day, first of all, your MCM is calling himself Lamba, okay? This is somebody who is, you know, likely about to graduate university. We need, you know, there's several problems that we can talk about here. Emerald, meaning what? Again, are you a cartoon character? You have to take a step back and look at your life, okay? When the newspaper is quoting you, popularly known as Emerald. This is my first issue, that if my student government body were being run by Lamba and Emerald, I will be fighting for the money, because now it's a free-for-all. Yes, yes. Lamba.
Yeah. But jokes aside, like, it's pretty embarrassing. Like, how do you get to this stage? How do you get to this level?
You just get here by just being, like, Nigerian and being desperate. Because, you know, what was not fully fleshed out in argument was the key policies they wanted to take. They said they wanted to build this and that.
Yeah.
But we just know that they're fighting for money, which is not, like, a foreign thing to us. When I even read the story, I wasn't even surprised. I thought, people's daddies have been fighting in the house. On top, the same money. I mean, 3.8 million. Anyway, that can change my own life. Don't get me wrong. If you want to send me 3.8 million, I'm not saying I'm too big for it. Please, I'll announce my account details at the end of the episode. Be so free. Be moved by the spirit. Send me that money. And
even if it's not the spirit moving, if it's the flesh, that one is also
and
fine.
If Lamba and Emerald can't come to a mutual agreement, myself and Chola can take on the role for OAU, because we are selfless people.
We
can
graduate. We have time.
That's it. We're even internationally exposed. Okay? So we can use that to come in and make sure everything is running fine alongside Emerald and Lamba and Topaz or whoever is also present in the student government body.
Yeah.
But honestly, guys, like, why must this always be our storyline? Do you get? Why are we always fighting? Well, first of all, and also I've said this thing before, that in any case, if you drink malt, I think that you are, you know, part beast, part laborer. And what we've seen from Emerald's behavior is that she reached, when her government name was coming out, Jacob Tosin, she reached for a bottle of malt to break somebody's head. And that's all I have to say about malt drinkers.
People always judge me because I don't drink. Oh, they say, oh, is it that you don't like Amstel malt? Is it malting? Is it both?
No, I don't like any.
I don't like any.
I just think that why aren't you making better choices, like, in your life? Why don't you have higher standards? Malts.
Anyway.
So shout out to OAU, Emran and Lamba.
Do better, guys.
Do better.
Actually, they can't do better because they'll be suspended indefinitely. So how about that?
Wow.
How about that?
So that's tricky. Okay, so if anybody's having positions open to current/ex-students government body experience, please reach out to Emerald and Lamba.
They are currently very, very, very free.
Also, if anybody is looking for, you know, yeah, boxing is big now. Okay? It seems these are also good candidates. Emerald Joshua and Lamba McGregor Junior, they can come through for y'all. Yeah. So that's it.
Still on a political thing, my personal favorite senator in terms of comic relief, the one and only Dino Melaye.
Dino.
A court has thrown out his objections to his recall, so man's not hot at the moment.
Man's actually not hot.
At all.
Man's not sweating, okay?
Yeah, so Dino's recall is back on. He's been given 2 weeks to kind of sort himself out, get himself time to defend himself. So in 14 days, for those of us that follow Dino on social media, we're going to be seeing a lot of Bible verses over the next 2 weeks.
Oh, he's already started. Speak things over your life that he's not worried. He's got God. I said, bros, you didn't speak the recall since before now when you submitted your motion. It's now that you know that you want. My man, will you sit down?
Yeah. But I don't know how I feel about that. Like, I could ginger myself and be like, oh, this is a positive thing for Nigeria. But I just feel like it's one of those things. You know, let's just give the electorate something to make them feel good. Let's just sprinkle them the little bit of hope.
Honestly,
but not a damn thing is going to happen.
Nothing.
I
think they're just trying to put Dino in his place. Look, all that song and dance that he was making before. Maybe he was doing eyes at everybody. Oh, here we are now. I want to send him that meme of himself, that hello. This is why everybody shoulders have to be at an appropriate height. Shoulders can
the
be
lower,
too,
the better.
The lower, the absolute better. Because now, although I would love to see a day where we recall Dino from the Senate, because what I would love to see more than that is actually not the political ramification, is what Dino's Instagram is going to be about once he's out of the Senate. Because now he's in a position, he's always talking over people. When they remove him, what's he going to post?
That might not be a good thing for the rest of us. Dino with time on his hands.
Ah,
are you joking?
Man, I want to see it. Anyway, where is the petition? Let me sign. I'm ready. Let me sign. I can be from Kogi State.
You can be from wherever.
You actually don't know. I can be from Kogi
State. Fun fact about Kogi State, it's surrounded by 10 other states.
Eh?
As in, it borders 10 states. That's a fun fact for those of you who think that all we do here is gist. You learn.
You actually learn
things here.
And I just want to segue into the fact that we actually have an email address, okay, for you to send your personal problems. And if you want us to, you know, ruminate upon your life
pontificate,
okay, think deeply and opine, all right, give you godly wisdom and advice, solution providers upon your personal/relational financial issues, you need to email isaidwhatisaidpodcast@gmail.com. Now, I just want to clarify and give a disclaimer, right? If you dare use that email to be saying, what are you guys? Excuse me, okay? Compose yourself. We're actually not the ones. That's the screenshot I will use, and I will paste it and your government name, but you are very, very stupid. This is not the time for you to be giving opinion. This is the Unsolicited Opinions Podcast. For the fact that you are listening, you are here, okay? What we want is to hear your tales and your stories. It will keep everything anonymous, obvs. But we just want to hear the questions that you have in your life, because we're really wise people, you know?
And we want to help.
Yeah.
We really, really want to help.
That's actually my calling.
A lesser human being will say we want to laugh at others, but no.
Never.
No, no. Never. How?
Never.
How
I will never laugh at others in Jesus' name. What? Laughing at you? Never. No.
But on the real, send us questions and suggestions and, you know, well, maybe keep it light on the suggestions, really.
Yeah, but I don't really want to know what you think, but just your personal problem.
Yeah, if you need advice,
we can help you. We can help you out. I don't think that this, don't take this lightly. Okay, this could change. You never actually know who can speak into your life. Jesus spoke through many objects. Spoke to donkeys, the stones, they said, can rise up and praise the Lord. So you just actually don't know what can come out.
Yeah, we can help you out. Okay.
So yeah,
what's the last thing? The last thing is this one is actually like a prayer point.
Honestly,
we need to stop joking, yes, because Mother Nature is on blood.
I'm telling you guys, her eyes are red, start repenting, and you absolutely need to stop fornicating. Back. Okay. I think you honestly, you need to urgently stop fornicating immediately, because Mother Nature is moving completely mad.
Yeah, so there was Hurricane Harvey in Houston.
Yeah.
There was, at the moment, Hurricane Irma is going around. She's done a tour of the Caribbean.
Yeah, she's on her way to Florida. Doing a U.S. tour as well, just a brief cameo.
And this, the way Lagos is going.
Listen.
Hurricane Temitope is going to come and press.
I woke up and I thought to myself, me, it is not about evacuation. This is a wiping out, a clearing. Out. Yeti Noah, God is rethinking that flood stuff, that you guys are completely insane. But in all honesty, I think Mother Nature is going through menopause.
So she's not having it.
She's
anybody.
Actually not having it. Like, she's having hot flushes.
There are earthquakes going on in different places. Floods.
Her children have pissed her the hell off. She's shouting and she's angry. And I'm just telling you guys, I don't know what we're going to do. This is time. Look, get on your knees. Look into your crystal ball. Get on the mat. Anyone you have, if you believe in Beyonce, pray to her, please.
Anybody
that you have. Honestly, it's actually a bit devastating. Like, I can't look at the videos for too long, because as much as we're like, oh, wow, wind, I'm just thinking, fam, these are people's houses.
Yeah,
like,
and lives.
These are people's lives. This is destruction. And, you know, sometimes to try and amuse myself in the midst of the horror, I just try and think, what was the, like, Nigerian response?
If we're actually going to be a bit serious, so, like, a friend of mine and I have been, like, I raised money and she helped me do a lot of work in Makurdi. So I was kind of like,
being a good person.
Yeah, whatever.
In life.
Anyway, she I was checking in with each other every day. And I was kind of, you know, me like, you know, I'm sure this is just a small token and assistance. She was like, babe, forget that one. You know, our emergency response services are so bad. Like, even when it's dire.
Yeah.
We're so bad at, I just feel like we'll just get like a text. If we are getting a hurricane, there'll be like a Lagos wide text that will simply say, on your own, Lagos
excuse
government,
me,
finish.
I said leave your house. Anybody that doesn't leave their house, we've told you.
We warned you.
After all, we've told you.
A word is enough for the wise.
I don't know
Nigerians
that's
talk.
That's how it went.
They don't even pity
a
you.
A word
is enough,
for the wise.
If you like, don't go.
If you like, stay. If you like, don't go. There are some shelters, look for them.
We don't know where they are, but that's what we heard.
So honestly, I think the best thing for all of us to do is to pray that. But honestly, I really do pray for everybody that is affected. And not just pray. Me, the small, you know, money that I have, I send a donation to the Red Cross. I don't even know who to donate to, but drop your money somewhere and pray that it's going in the right hands, because prayer is lovely, but what is also lovely is like blankets, you know.
Direct action.
What is also
medicine,
lovely is food. You know, you get. So that is it. And also, just on a side note, in terms of donation, like I said earlier about, if you want 73.8 million, hurricane financial breakthrough.
Oh my God.
It's hitting.
Can we please, for once?
Hurricane financial breakthrough is hitting my life. Okay? It's about to turn things
around. Okay, girl.
All right?
I see you, girl.
And what I want you to be a part of it. That's all. You know, when the tides are changing, mm-hmm, as they are in the world now, you want to be a part of it. So I'll also leave my account details at the end if you want to donate to my personal cause in terms of improving my life. And I want you to know that God will bless you for everything you're doing. Support me in my ministry, in my personal ministry. It's not important to know what the ministry is about, okay?
Just support.
Support me. I'm telling you that I'm doing good things. Trust me, I have it down, all right? So my personal hurricane that is affecting my life, okay? Hurricane Brooke, right?
Hurricane tired.
Hurricane exhausted, right?
Hurricane Lagos is a piece of, in
not
fact,
coming
my parents
and
said that
going
she stopped swimming
and absolutely dying. That's the key hurricane that is on the horizon now. So donate immediately to me, so I can help your life. Yeah. God bless.
Well, that's about it for like news and hot topics and all of that stuff. Once again, we're going to be opening a Twitter account.
Yeah.
And once it's up, you guys will find out. Like, other than listening to this, some way we'll let you guys know and you'll find out.
Yeah.
So if you have hot topics you want us to like discuss over the 2 weeks that we don't do any, just if you have anything you want to talk about,
yeah,
talk to that
send
account.
It yeah. Send it into that account. Let's hear what you have to say. Also, thanks. I mean, I looked at the numbers and I was shocked. People actually messaged me and you guys actually listened to it like till the, do you know what I mean? Till the end. I was like, bro, even when I listened to it, I can't lie to you, I didn't listen to it till the end. If I'm personally being honest with you. But some of you hung out. It's like 70 minutes. Riders, love you.
Yeah. Thanks,
you
guys.
Know, thanks so much for staying with us. It's actually a bit of a shock because I was like, what are we seeing? What are we
people actually
saying?
Care.
But you guys are actually here and you're caring. So
we love you. We so much love you.
So much love.
Yeah, and now we're going to be just choosing a topic. So we finished the hot topic segment and now we're going to be choosing like say a random life issue that we want to talk about. And FK, do you want to tell the people
just give you
what we're
so
going to be talking
we are
about?
Talking about is wretched friendships. Well, no wretched friendships in themselves. Okay. We're talking about what happens when like you fall out with friends.
And how to deal with that.
When the casala just busts and everybody has to go in their separate direction.
Yeah.
You know, different scenarios. Maybe you are all a crew, one person has left the group, okay? And you know, that's awkward for the rest of you. Or maybe you had a friend and something went down and
you
guys have
her boyfriend
talking.
Or girlfriend. You owe her money. You slept with her boyfriend and girlfriend.
Wow.
That's also.
Oh, you slept with her boyfriend and you owe her money. Listen, I don't know. But that's just what we're talking about. So have you lost friends, Joel?
Not like, not in the way, not in any severe way.
Mm.
I find that really weird. Sometimes I worry about my coping mechanism. Because I think, no, I'm pretty sure that it has happened, but I've just ignored it. Like sometimes,
so
somebody's name
care.
Will pop off. No.
So you don't have
I think I just block
feelings.
It out. I think I just block it out because I think sometimes I'm a bit too emotional and guess what? I can't afford it.
Yeah.
So that's also another topic for another day.
Yeah.
Emotions are expensive and you need to
very
manage
costly,
the ones you have.
Actually.
So I think like sometimes a name will pop up. I'll be like, she used to be my friend though. Or he used to be my friend though. But I don't like cope very well. I'm trying to do better now, but normally, like, I just ignore it. Like, oh, this person doesn't talk to me anymore. I don't talk to this person anymore. Like, I don't roll with this person anymore. I don't like this person anymore. I just ignore it, like, as a thing, which is wretched to be very, and very, very
I mean,
mature.
Look,
extremely mature.
I don't know.
Do you have any? But it's not anything dramatic. Because when I now start trying to think of the genesis of the friendship, I just be like, really, Jola, she took one plantain from your beans.
I'm crying.
Cool. Like, I mean, I guess.
I don't know. I think for me, I've actually, like, funny, my growing up, my friendship groups have actually changed quite dramatically and completely. And I've actually had a couple of dramatic exits. As in, like,
I can, knowing you.
Yeah.
Okay, I can imagine it.
Low-key, I'm a bit dramatic, okay? And I don't really... You know, once said, it can't be unsaid. That's just all I'll say to you people as a
oh,
lesson.
This is true.
Once said, you just can't take things back.
That's what, maybe we should start from there. So in order to make sure that the friendships don't end, please, can you be careful of what you say?
Stop saying
you know this
too
whole
much.
Thing of, like, you know, I watch Insecure.
Yeah.
You know the way Molly and Issa always being real with one another?
Yes.
All this extra realness that you now start saying, I don't know what the F you are doing. Something whole. So, excuse you. Let's just take a time out here. Let's just take a big break. Because once you say something, you can't just rewind and be like, let's just delete that
back,
word.
Okay. And me, I take things PO. I take things actually a bit PO.
Like I'll be like, no, when you're now doing the whole apology thing, like, I'll just be like, yeah, like, I'm sure it's fine. In my mind, I'm saying, look at her, idiot.
Honestly. I'm just like, okay, before I was confrontational, now I'm just like, do you know what? I'm actually not the one. Like, here's the time to walk away. And nothing dramatic in a sense. Me, I'm the kind of person that once you move a bit crazy in my life, I'm still present. So, hi, what about
but
that mental
important.
Step back is actually brutal.
But that's quite important. Like, you don't, that's also another thing.
Yeah.
Coping. Like, you don't have to be enemies because you're no longer friends.
That mental step back, wow, is brutal. You just be saying, I haven't seen you in ages. I don't know what's going on in your life. I'm like, oh, okay. You didn't know before when you were saying one thing. It's just several step backs. And you just look back 2-3 months. I haven't spoken to FK in this time. And we see each other and it's like we're strangers. And that's just it. And I feel like, from experience, I mean, it's a harrowing thing. It's not a good thing to lose friends, but it teaches you things. Like, you don't, you know, sometimes it's better for you. Actually, there's some people you absolutely need to let go of. Okay, let me minister into your life. If there's a friend that's always giving you problem, heart palpitations, problems, let them go. You actually can't die on somebody else's matter. And I just feel like there's no need for anybody to be fighting or irritating. The one I hate, the one I've never done, is all that, oh, you know, I'll now maybe go on Twitter or something. She was my friend. Look at this bitch. She did this. Hello. Please. Firstly, this is not Love and Hip Hop. Secondly, what are you... Like, it's actually very razz and irritating. So all I've learned from this situation is that if I tell you anything, if anything goes wrong, that's the one that you're going to use and plaster all over. Nah, it's not about all that. Oh, let me not be telling your secrets. But it's a sad thing, but it just is what it is. And I've also lost friends and they made them back when we both grew up and became a bit mature. And we're like, come, why were we not speaking anymore? Because, I mean, we're so petty. Wow, we're so petty. The smallest thing, you carry it on your head for years. And sometimes when people ask me, like, didn't you and this person used to be friends? I'm like, yeah. I can't remember why we're not.
Yeah. And then it doesn't make sense.
But so now I'm, you know, generally cool with everybody. But funny enough, actually, a lot of friendships that have gone sour have had to do with relationships.
I was about to say, it's man.
He's always man.
Scum.
Very useless.
I said this. See, men
are trash.
As soon as they enter any situation, the place will just turn upside down.
Destroy.
The air will change.
They actually destroy. I mean, let me think of some situations. Okay, have you ever done this thing where you tell your friend that you don't like the person that they're with, or that the person that they're with is actually scum, or you have evidence of scumbag behavior?
I beg your pardon. I really beg it. You say what?
Okay, I've not been purview to any trashy act.
I will lie and lie and lie till we die.
Oh,
mate. Do you know why? Do you know what the problem is? I've always felt like a lot of the time, maybe now that we're older, it's more serious. But when we were more emotional, 17, 18, 19, when your friends are asking you about a guy, they already like him.
Yeah.
So so they're not asking you. And then when you now say the truth, Kasala has bust.
That's it.
I know when we were younger, so emotional. She's a hater. You're going to be writing in your diary and your BBM.
Also, when we were younger, you couldn't actually really move to somebody that your friends didn't like.
Exactly.
They're just sheep.
Yeah. So it was just, I think, now I try to be more honest. So I won't say I dislike him or I dislike her. I'll just be like, well, I find it like, I'm not very comfortable around them.
Yeah.
They don't seem very friendly. I heard that he or she's an onigbese. Just things like that. Or like, didn't him and his ex end on really bad terms?
Yeah.
Stuff like that. I try not to make it seem like it's a personal attack. Because sometimes I personally would be offended if my friends trash somebody I like. Because do you know why?
Why?
You're calling me ain't shit. Because that means, if I like someone that is a bit trash,
so
you know, I question my...
Jola, Biraga.
Look, it's important. Like, look, see, I'm just saying the truth, girl. I try to be more careful. Because my mouth is super sharp, as you know. I try to be a lot more careful these days. I try not to just go off. So when my friends say, I know girls, whenever that slick.
We're never like, straightforward.
We'll be eating. Like, oh, this food is nice. What do you think about, like, girl? I mean, I guess.
Actually, do you know the one that kills me the most? Maybe friend A. Now, Jola is here. Star is here. Maybe Star has introduced us to his girlfriend. We will, when Star is here, he'll ask us, we'll be like, oh, can you call? Star will now go. Maybe we'll not be talking about Game of Thrones. You know, I say, speaking of Game of Thrones, what do you think about Star's girlfriend? Don't you think she's... I said, But when she was here to me, they said, oh, you didn't mention that.
You didn't have anything to say,
You have anything to say. No, I'm like, no, I'm just checking to see if
just
you
just checking
think
to see if you're bouncing if off this idea.
I'm just bouncing off ideas. Yeah. If you feel that maybe she... No, I can't lie to you. I'm actually rethinking my approach now, but I'm more of an approach of sis. This absolutely cannot click.
I know you. That's why I'm laughing.
That is my 100% approach. Yes. And it has gotten me into
so
problems.
Much trouble.
Wow.
So much trouble. FK.
What do you think of
learn?
Him? Sis, this guy can absolutely never click. Okay? And the thing is,
the one thing you always say is, "Are you serious?" And like, are you serious? FK says to you, "Are you serious?"
Like, just start seriously.
Like, no. Like, I meant like for somebody else, not me as in person. How would I?
And I know it's a bit kidding, but the truth of the matter is, I honestly really, I mean, my friends have told me that several guys cannot click. Like, they come to me to my face and they're like, "Let me tell you, you're wasting your time. This thing can never work." And I, at one point, I even said to them, "Do you know what? I know it cannot work, but give me time
to get to that conclusion."
To arrive there by myself. Give me time. Yes, in this period, I'm going to be very dumb, and that's fine. It'll be irritating for all of us, but give me time. But that's just my general approach. But yeah, a lot of things about relationships, just like the one I have actually learned, and I don't think I'll do again, is that your boyfriend is cheating on you. Whoa.
Really? You won't tell?
Do you know the thing? I still tell, but it has never paid. I'm telling you that it has never worked out for me, say. That good Samaritan stuff, it's a lie. It doesn't work.
So you've had friendships out because you've been like, oh.
Even if they don't sound. My love. It's just all of a sudden, like, how am I the problem? What still your girlfriend is cheating on you? Most of all, I told you. Next thing you know, and the way I said it was a bit.
I can understand that, FK, you are harsh.
It's not about the way I said it. Okay, let's talk about the third person in your relationship. You are still saying the way I said it. Let's think about the way they said it. Okay? So, there's that. I mean, money, I haven't really had any.
Yeah, I don't have money to give anybody. So, that's what has really been saving my ass.
I haven't had any friendships like really scattered over money. And
my parents have just taught me that if you're getting to the point where you have to borrow money from people, let me introduce you to two people called parents. That you can come and meet if you need money.
So I mean,
I haven't gotten into any of.
No, I don't think I have any owning business situations. And I've my friends have borrowed money from me. I've borrowed money from my friends, and it's all ended like fairly well.
Yeah.
At the point where I'm giving my friend money, to be quite honest,
I'm dashing.
Like, I'm actually dashing you.
Yeah, if it comes back, I'm surprised.
That's a bonus.
Yeah.
But like, if I can't dash the amount, I'm just not going to give you.
Yeah.
So you can't be asking me for wild amounts, okay?
See, in my state, maybe you're hearing a hint of accent. So you're thinking, oh, what's a wild amount for Jola? Wild amount is anything above free, okay? Don't ask me for Jack. Anything above 10 kobo, don't ask me.
Yes, Jola is actually lavish. Okay. Jola actually lives
okay.
A splendid life.
Okay.
Okay? So don't listen to anything that she's telling you.
But dealing with it maturely is... I think that's what I find really tough.
Yeah.
Like, so sometimes I just want to be petty. So, you know, like, especially if you have a slick mouth, somebody they'll be like, oh, yo, maybe you want a mutual friend. And this is another thing. Please stop putting your other friends in the middle of
start saying, stop making it a communal problem, town call.
It's okay, like, we're grown now. Maybe when we're 15, so somebody, the
we'll queen bee will come and
say, we're no longer talking to Tokwe. And all of us say, okay, like, it's cool. That's cool. But now you can't do that anymore. So anyway, aside from that, so somebody will come and say, let's say FK and I are no longer friends. So, I don't know, Toby or somebody will come and say, oh, yeah, by the way, FK is coming. All of a sudden, I just ask him, how will she come before? Throughout the meal. You know, you'll be having a bit of an attitude. That's nonsense.
But it's
tough to get to the point where you don't do that
stuff. Yeah, it's actually quite tough. You have to just be mature and realize that, look, okay, fine, it didn't work out with you. And that whole thing of, why are you talking to her? I don't like her. Hello, please. You actually need to take a step back. It's not about you. The world, my friendship with them has nothing to do with you. I'm so tired of that nonsense. Mm-hmm. Did we come into the world together?
It can be tough if it's like a small friendship group. Like if you guys are like constantly hanging out and there's six of you and all of a sudden number three and number five are embroiled in a fisticuff. Shout out to Punch Newspaper.
Hello.
Into a singular fisticuff. And then it might be a bit tough, but still. Still, like,
I think it's hard to maneuver the group dynamic because people don't want to pick sides, but it almost happens even naturally that people pick sides. But I just think it's personally me that picking sides thing. I think it's not
the best way to pick sides. You tell them both of them are on some bullshit.
Both of you,
that's
I'm
the best
mad.
Way to pick sides. You just be like,
both of you need to sew your
shirt. I see where you're coming from. I see where you're coming from complaining about her, but let me just tell you a little bit about yourself. And then when the other person comes to you, you say, I see where you're coming. But let me also give you a few quick and brief
quick
facts.
Quick tips.
So that helps. Another thing that helps is a very, very strong dose of pride.
Yeah.
So I don't like people feeling that. No, apart from that, I don't like people feeling like they've gotten to me.
Yeah.
So like you've gotten to me to the point that you upset me. So at home, I can be crying, dying. As in, like, I'll cry. I might even go to my mom and say, I just don't understand, blah, 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 blah. Obviously, making myself look like the angel in the situation, very important.
The victim, very key.
But once you're out of that sphere with someone you trust, like a parent or your diary, which is better, actually, because my mother doesn't forgive people that hurt my feelings, even after forgiving them. What is a good thing to do is to keep pride at the forefront. So just when sometimes that maturity, you can pretend for years. That's the thing. Nobody needs to know that you are still upset. You can pretend for years. Swallow it outside. Be cordial.
Just be a small thing. Yeah. Just keep it moving. I think another big thing that people don't realize happens is, okay, some friendships just die because both of you are actually moving forward in life.
Yeah.
And you just don't have, like...
Yeah. Sometimes that's a little bit sad, but, like, it happens. It's sad,
but, like, it happens. And people struggle so much to hold on to it. You know, and I'm just like... listen, babe, there's actually no problem. Nothing has happened apart from life.
Yeah,
we've actually just moved on. It's okay now.
I think it's also like this idea that if you're not friends, you're enemies.
So people don't get that. Why do we have to be?
Oh, it'll be so awkward texting her now to ask for something. No, it really won't be. Like, just ask for what you want to ask for. Like, it's fine.
Like, let's keep it moving. So I think life happens and people just grow distance, and it's just not that.
It's not that.
It's actually not that deep. It's not that serious. I just I just don't understand it. Anyway, I just want any of my friends that are listening to know that if you're going to carry yourself into one argument somewhere, that you're fighting with someone and you're not saying, FK, I don't have your back, my dear. You must have your own back by yourself. I don't have anybody's back. I don't have time to carrying anybody's fight.
This
I
is true.
I think that my biggest thing is that I can't stand complicated friendships. You know, before I used to think, wow, the friendship is so complex and dynamic. We'll just understand each other. Hello. What's the problem? Are you my boyfriend? why are we having that? Look, I just complicated friendships. I just don't really know about.
But there are some that have to be complicated. So, like, it hasn't happened to me or very many people I know. Actually, one happened when I was 16, and I'll never forget because the shock. And, you know, I was still in my fat phase at the time. So, I used to feel everything extra.
Don't
everything
actually
was,
kill
everything
me.
Everything was extra. On the extra calories. I was like calories, a size, I was like a size 16, hopping towards 18 at a very fast. Well, I'm moving very fast. Mind you, I moved from 10.
Ooh.
I moved from inside 8-10. I just flew. Courtesy Domino's Pizza.
You were just eating.
I was not eating. And so I remember, like, one of my friends coming to tell me that somebody had slept with her boyfriend. That was a friend of hers. And I remember being, 17. I was 17 at the time. And I remember thinking, people are already sleeping together. Like, you know when you think you're behind? I was like, do you know, I genuinely...
You're behind the times.
The first thing I genuinely said was, people should not laugh at me. Was like, I thought that only happened on Gossip Girl. Like, wow. I legit didn't understand that we were already doing these things. So I was already lost. I was like, I don't get, like, slept how? Because you know how we used to have all those parties?
Yeah, parties. So everybody
eight of us sleep on one bed. So I said, when you say slept, is that what you meant? She was so annoyed with me. But I wasn't joking. I was like, I don't understand. What do you mean slept? She said, I mean sexual activity. I said, ha. I said, ha. Like, I don't understand. So, but I don't know how. That one I can't advise you.
Yeah,
to get over it.
I don't know about fully getting over it.
Vex.
So. You have to vex. So.
Vex fully.
Now, I mean, if it's me, forget it. There's no other one we've spoken now about keeping everything mature. Hello. You are very insane. I mean, I only have a friend who tried it, but she didn't quite get it.
What do you mean try? Okay, what do you mean try? Does somebody try and sleep with your boyfriend?
No, she didn't try and sleep with him. She just tried. She just... You know that kind of thing where you just have to look at someone with the corner of your eye.
I don't know that kind of thing. What are you talking about?
Are you actually very okay? Are you sure? That's all I had to ask her. Like, are you actually sure of the manner you're going? It's just one day. I just said, oh, you know, hey, boo, at the time. What's up? What are you doing? Say, oh, you know, your friend just said I should come for lunch, but she said that she needs some help with something. We need help. Help, bao. Help as in what? She didn't call, as in, she didn't call me for the help. She said that she told him that something about how I actually told her to reach out to him because she knows that he knows a lot about this, so they should just go to lunch.
Mm-hmm.
I said oh, no problem. So I just quickly messaged her thinking, at first, I, you know what, I'm not that kind of person, so I didn't even think there was anything going on. So I messaged her like, sis, how far, like, where are you? I asked her where are you because I actually wanted to go there and join them, but not even from a place of problem, just like, oh, my friend and my boyfriend are chilling, why not? She said she's at the cinema watching a movie with somebody else, another friend. I said, am I a mug? I don't I lost myself. I don't understand. Meaning, Wait. This baby is lying to me.
You guys need to see FK. She's still shocked.
This baby is lying to me. So I messaged him and I said, do you know, I said, like, you know, replay it for me, play by play. What track back for me and give me just a general play by play of how this came about. Because I mean, I'm 100% sure she doesn't have your number. So she messaged you on Facebook. I said she messaged you on Facebook. Okay. No problem at all. Message you on Facebook that you should go to lunch. Okay. I asked him, I said, okay, Iwo, at what point did you feel you should let me know? He said, yeah, when I got here, I just thought the vibe was it. I said, the vibe was off. When you got there, you saw that the vibe was off. My own best friend is messaging you for lunch. And it's only when you arrived that you saw that the vibe was a bit, because she was saying something about how I treat him, Mooney. Hey!
You know, this is very important. When he actually said to
this to me, I asked him, how do I treat you?
No, because you need to verify him.
I said, how do I treat you? He said, no, I didn't answer. I said, you better not have said. I said, no, how do I treat you? You tell me how I'm treating you and why. I lost my mind, though.
Okay,
and now, I lost my mind to him. And I just called her. I said, listen to me carefully. I've known you for a long time. You actually can't lie to me. Like, it's actually physically an impossible thing. What are you doing? Like, what are you actually doing? She just said, you know, she just thought, you know, this. I said, you just thought. Don't try it.
Don't think again. That kind of thinking is not good.
Try it. Meaning, launch.
That's a negative use.
That was the only experience. The cerebral. It was kind of funny to me.
Yeah. Oh, well, in that kind, those kind of things where it's like, it's a family thing.
Yeah.
I don't know why we chose it, because actually, I realized that we can't really help people.
We can't.
So,
because I can't lie to you, the way I would react in some certain situations that I've seen other people go through.
No, I don't. Before I used to be quite violent. Not. I used to be ready to fight, but since I started wearing wigs, has been off the table.
Okay, it has humbled you. That's the first thing. Because like somebody drags.
Yeah. The second thing is also that, like, I realized that I used to watch a lot of all these cartoons, so I thought I was like the Hulk. I'm more along the lines of, I don't know, a cockroachish type of creature, which means I can chop a lot of beating.
Yeah,
but the giving is not so. So since that time, I've really recalibrated the way I operate. I have one coping mechanism if it's really bad.
Yeah.
Which is I will no longer speak to you.
Yeah.
At all. I won't get violent.
I'll
just start acting as if the person doesn't really exist until further notice being when the Lord returns.
My own thing now is just keep it moving. But if you come at me,
then we have a different problem.
Yeah. If we just keep it moving, and me, I'm big on, you know, I don't know what my problem is actually, as I'm even saying.
I know you're crazy.
I'm big on DMCs. So me, I always want to go back and revisit the situation and break it
down. Girl, bye.
So I've done that too. Let's sit down. Like, okay, like, tell me, talk to me about, you know, like, how did this happen? Oh my God. The last time I did that, I actually realized that it was a very stupid idea. Because the thoughts that were coming to me were not one of majority.
Yeah.
I just thought, what is this baby? What are you saying?
Yeah. So sometimes being rehashing stuff might not be good. Sometimes rehashing stuff is good because you just realize a lot of it was mixed signals.
Yeah.
So there was a friend that we kept on like clashing. And yeah. And when we started talking it out, it was simply like, when there's silence and you're filling the gaps with your own thoughts.
With your
and
own
it just doesn't click.
Yeah,
that also happens with men, but that's a different conversation. Because plus the one they are saying, plus the one I'm thinking.
When you don't even have to fill in the gaps, when you are talking, men have filled in the gaps with something else. So I don't know about men. Actually, do you know what? My male friendships have been just entirely undramatic. I mean, like, my male, like, friend. The only problem in my male friendship, and I just want to warn the general populace: when you see two people who are friends. Their actual friends.
Don't try and jam them
what
together.
What is all this? Oh my God. Whoa. Sending double eyes. Double eyes. So when are you guys? Stop that. Stop that nonsense. Because it's actually very bad. Why are you doing that? Why are you sowing seeds that should absolutely never be there? Remember me and one of my friends, we sat down and we were like, you know, people always say this. And I looked at him and he looked at me and I was just like, nah, this can never click. I actually don't like you.
Yeah,
and I don't think you're attractive in any way.
Wow. Anyway, yeah. But that's a slightly different topic. But yeah, we hope you've been
touched,
aided in some way by this little chat. If by any chance your problem is bigger than the one we've discussed here, which is friendships that are soured as per is man or woman that caused it.
Mm.
Is money that caused it. We didn't help you with that one, but at least we mentioned it, so we're thinking of you. What else can cause this sour friendship? Awkward silences that nobody bothers to fill in the gaps.
Yeah.
Growth, etc, etc. If it's more than that, you have three options. One, you can check and see if the problem is with yourself.
Yes.
Very important.
That's
two,
very good.
You can speak to your spiritual leader. If you are atheist, go outside, speak to the universe. That's also a good option.
Absolutely.
And finally, you can send us an email.
That's
to
right.
see whether or not we can help you. I said That's what it. I said, podcast@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Anyway, we've come to the end of another glorious episode of this glorious podcast with two glorious and fab babes.
Yeah.
And a glorious listener, which is you.
Very, very fine.
Which is you.
Actually.
FK, is there anything you're actually reading or listening to at the moment? Do you have a shout out for the general public?
Or listening to... I actually just started reading a book called Contagious. Right, and it's about it sounds like a sci-fi thriller upon saying it's actually not about that. It's about like how things stick and become really popular, and I've literally just started reading it yesterday, so I don't know what it's like, where it's gonna go.
Okay.
But I think it's really interesting because it's just about like virality and just how things become like household names and all of that, and why some things don't bank.
That's great.
That's what it's about. What else am I listening to? I can't say.
You're not listening to anything really at the moment?
No. Not really.
Cool.
No, that's right. What about you?
Same. Zero. Nothing. Nothing really. I mean, I'm trying to... I have so much stuff to catch up on, read and listen to, but I haven't really been reading or listening to anything. Actually, wait. Let me check something, because I asked a friend of mine for... a book to read, and she sent me something that was really, really great.
You guys know that I've been away anyway, so I haven't FKP's really had that much time.
Palace.
I've been on the Italian coastline. Check the pics. The pics will tell you everything you need to know. She gets
okay. Yeah. Actually, I have two things. So, a friend of mine, an Egbon of mine, sent me a book called The Righteous Mind by Jonathan. I don't know how to pronounce her name because Ijesha Babe.
That seems quite spiritual.
No, it's why good people are divided across political and religious lines, I think. Yeah. How like the divide has become such a big thing. So we might both at heart be good people and have the best of interests, but why are we separated along those lines? So that's what I'm trying to read at the moment, because I want to go back to him and ask him a million questions. So there's that.
I find that an interesting topic.
Yeah. And then what have I been listening to? One song has been on loop, repeat. It's Suited by Shekinah. She's like a South African singer. Her voice is amazing, and it's a really, really nice song. Very sweet, emotional song. Not really, just a jam. Just a jam, and I like the song. And also this very nice and raw song by Teniola called Fajin. It's Virgin, but the Yoruba version. I'm going to play for you.
I don't think you should.
You really should.
I don't know if you guys will move to the songs that I actually listen to, because like I've been listening to a lot of Percy Sledge. Okay, all the music I listen to, they're either dying or dead. So I don't know that you guys can really move to that.
And do you know what kills me? For a Rockies baby, you listen to a lot of old
that
school
is
music.
I don't actually have any Rockies music like on my laptop. Let me tell you, I have old music, as in the oldest music I have that is not Beyonce or Hillsong is 2003. That's the max. Anything Beyonce and hair, anything Hillsong and hair. Apart from that, all these Temptations, Sister Sledge, Cool and the Gang, those are my people. Shalama, that's what I listen to.
Maybe we'll make an FK playlist.
I think
we should.
Yeah. I think we should. You should listen to it. Anyway, that's it. I don't know what we're gonna talk about. Well, next week we're trying to do something a bit interesting. We're trying
in
to have
weeks
a guest
time, actually.
In 2 weeks' time,
because nobody wants to listen to us week after week.
No,
not even our parents.
I can't lie to you. Even if you do, it might be tough. But yes, next week we might have a guest, so let's see how that works.
Yeah, and thank you guys once again for listening.
Thanks so much.
We'll put up all our social media and all that great stuff.
Yeah,
and we're really, 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 really excited
at Jola,
about this.
Anything you want to say? At Jola, at Jols. That's the person you need to add. At J O
at F K Abudu.
No, that's not me.
F K A B U D U.
That's actually
feel free. All right, shout out to you, Star Level. We'll shout you out
Level
every single time we
is
have
our
it.
Producer. You guys, this guy is a legend. I don't think you actually know It's until you start hearing him on some tracks. Yeah. That's when you guys start having respect that we started from the bottom.
Now we're here.
He actually looks like Zagadat. That's actually the thing that's been killing me since body.
Easiest.
Yeah, quite easy.
Yeah.
So
bye guys.
Shout out to Easy. Love you.